The first thing that our Lord created was the pen. He ordered it to write down every single thing. So it wrote down everything that will come to pass.
And we begin it with the Bismillah, Alhamdulillah, Assalamu alaikum, peace be with you. I'm Eddie, host of The Dean Show. This is the radio show. Tune into thedeanshow.com. That's right, thedeanshow.com for show times. So you can watch The Dean Show on the big screen. Or you can bump us in your ride. You can listen to us on the podcast. We are here helping you develop a better understanding. That's right. And today, when we come back, we're going to be talking, giving some advice. There's some people sad out there. People that, you know what? They don't have the answers to how to deal with depression. People don't have the answers on how to deal with anxiety. But we got it, and we got to share it. God Almighty has revealed to us in the Quran, which is the verbatim word of God, how to deal with many of the calamities, trials, and tests. And we also have the best example, the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, who's the last and final messenger sent to mankind. We have his authentic sunnah is there. We just got to pick it. We just got to pick up the books and learn. And we just got to be around righteous, learned individuals, people who know this way of life better than we do. We got to consult with them. And we got to tune into The Dean Show every week. So when we come back, we're going to be talking about don't be sad. Don't be sad. We'll be right back.
The thing that our Lord created was the pen. He ordered it to write down every single thing. So it wrote down everything that will come to pass until the day of judgment. That day will be the last. And then he created the heavens and the earth and every living thing inside his universe. Nothing that he created can compare to him. He gave birth to none, none gave birth to him. Allah depends on none, while all depend on him. We all depend on him. All glory to Allah, subhanallah. Glory to Allah, all praises to Allah, alhamdulillah.
We're back here on the Dean Show radio show, and today I just like to say to all my brothers and sisters in Islam, and you know what Islam means by now, it means to acquire peace. We all want peace, but we can't buy a six-pack of peace. You got to turn to the owner of peace, the one who created you. That's right, the creator of the heavens and the earth. Turn to him alone and ask him sincerely. Sincerely ask him for peace. Ask him to guide you and to give you all the good that he has in store for you. But you got to do his will. You got to do what he wants you to do on his terms. And that's Islam. Acquiring peace by submitting your will to the owner of peace. So all my brothers and sisters in Islam, don't be sad. Don't be sad. You're on the true way of life, the true religion, the way of life of all the messengers of God, believing in one God. And all the messengers of God taught this way of life. Don't be sad. You got Jannah in store. You've got Jannah, paradise in store. If you continue to worship your creator without any associates and you keep letting your belief be manifest in your actions, because talk is cheap. You're backing it up. That's right. You're backing it up. You're not kicking it at the nightclub. You're not sipping a little Hennessy. You're not sipping at Jack and Coke or vodka and Kool-Aid, whatever the case. No, no, you're leaving off all the evil things for your creator. You're sacrificing. Yes. And you're developing yourself. And you're helping to uplift society. So don't be sad. You're on the correct way. As Allah has said in the Quran, in chapter 9, verse 40, he says, this is Allah speaking, pay attention. Bear with patience whatever befalls you. Allah is saying this. Allah says in the Quran, in chapter 31, 17, Allah is saying, and be not sad. Surely Allah is with us. Surely Allah is with us. Amazing. Now, another authentic, that was the verbatim word of God. Allah is speaking, and Allah is not a moon god. He's the one who created the sun and the moon. He's not a man, but the creator of man and woman. Allah is saying and telling us this to be patient. Bear with patience whatever befalls you. Now the last and final messenger to send to mankind, check out what he says in an authentic hadith. This is narrated in Tirmidhi. He says, verily, if Allah loves a people, He makes them go through trials. Whoever is satisfied, for him is contentment, and whoever is angry, upon him is wrath. Subhanallah. Allah will make you contempt. And you get the ajr, you get the good deeds, you get the reward. Being sad is not encouraged in Islam. It's not encouraged to be sad in Islam. It's not. Allah is saying, look what Allah is saying again. Look at this. In the Quran, chapter 3, 139, Allah is saying, so do not become weak nor be sad. Allah don't want you to be sad. In another verse in the Quran, Allah is saying, in chapter 16, 127, Allah is saying, and grieve not over them and be not distressed because of what they plot. Don't be sad. Don't be sad. Sadness prevents one from action instead of compelling one towards it. The heart does not benefit through grief. The most beloved thing to the devil is to hinder the worshiper in the path of Allah, the Creator. The Muslim must repel sadness and fight it in any way that is permissible in Islam. Fight the sadness in a halal way, in a permissible way. Allah is sufficient for us. Allah is saying in the Quran, in another verse, Allah is saying, look what Allah is saying in chapter 3, 173. Allah is saying, Allah is sufficient for us, and He is the best disposer of affairs. So they returned with grace and bounty from Allah. No harm touched them, and they followed the good pleasure of Allah. And Allah is the owner of great bounty. Let me share with you another verse from the Quran. Allah is saying in chapter 5, 23, in the verbatim word of God, Allah is saying, and put your trust in Allah if you are believers indeed. Allah is saying, it's not Eddie saying, Allah is saying, and put your trust in Allah, God the Creator, if you are believers indeed. In another verse in the Quran, look these up. Look these up, people. Chapter 2, 153, Allah is saying, O you who believe, seek help in patience and prayer. Seek help in patience and prayer. We got the antidote. We got the cure. It's in the Quran and the Sunnah. We got it. But are we turning to Allah at these times of frustration, anger, confusion? Are we? That's the question. Because this is an opportunity for you to get closer to Allah. Allah wants to elevate you in status. But are you running away from Allah or turning more towards Allah? And you won't find someone who continuously turns back to Allah in patience and prayer. You won't find them being depressed. Or if they are, they won't be depressed for long. I'm telling you that. This is a fact. By leaving your affairs to Allah, the Creator, by depending on Him, by trusting in His promise, by being pleased with His decree, by thinking favorably of Him, and by waiting patiently for His help, you reap some of the great fruits of faith. When you incorporate these qualities, you will be at peace. I'm telling you, you will be at peace concerning the future, because you will depend on your Lord for everything. As a result, you will find care, help, protection and victory. Protection and victory. Yes, indeed. Protection and victory. Now we're moving along. We're moving along. As we started and said, don't be sad. Allah don't want you to be sad. Don't be sad. Now, when we understand the preordainment, the qadr of Allah, this will help you to be in a state of acceptance. You're going to deal with the situation much better. You won't have suicidal thoughts or tendencies. No. That's not even an option for a believer. We don't commit suicide. We don't run out the back door. We deal with the situation the way that is pleasing to the one who created us. And He sends the relief. He sends the victory. As Allah is saying, check this out, in the Quran, in chapter 57, verse 22, Allah is saying, and no calamity befalls on earth or in yourselves, inside yourselves, but it is inscribed in the book of decrees before we bring it into existence. SubhanAllah. When you know the pen is dried and the pages have been lifted, all events shall come to pass, have already been written. Whatever has befallen you was not meant to escape you. And whatever has escaped you was not meant to befall you. If this belief were to be firmly ingrained in your heart, then all hardships and difficulties will become ease and comfort. They will become ease and comfort. Moving on to another authentic hadith. See, when we listen to these verses from the verbatim word of God, this is the help coming. Ponder over this. And then the authentic sayings from the last and final messenger. This is the wisdom. These are gems of wisdom. This is our medicine. The Prophet, peace be upon him, said in an authentic hadith in Bukhari, he said, whoever Allah, this is the creator, whoever Allah wishes good for, he inflicts him with hardship. We've done some sins now. It's a way of purifying us from our sins. You don't want to spend a second in the hellfire and you can't tell me you're free of sins. No, you're not. So Allah is elevating us in rank. And during these times, we turn to Him more. And we beseech Him more. When things are good, you sometimes forget, don't you? You sometimes forget. But what doesn't break you will make you stronger. For those who are afflicted with disaster, glad tidings await them. So remain patient and happy with your Lord. As Allah is saying in the Quran, in chapter 21, verse 23, He cannot be questioned as to what he does while they will be questioned. There's a day of judgment coming. You ain't going to be questioning Allah. Allah does not commit injustice in the least degree. Human beings commit injustice towards themselves by turning away from their Creator, and they commit injustice towards others. Know that Allah is the most just. Allah is the most just. And with every hardship, as Allah is saying, verily with every hardship there is relief. There is ease, as Allah says in the Quran, chapter 94, verse 6. Verily, with hardship, there is relief. It's coming. Just be patient. Moving on to another ayah in the Quran, which is the verbatim word of God, chapter 552. Allah is saying, perhaps Allah may bring victory or a decision according to His will. Everything is under Allah's will and command and control. Just go with the flow. Continue to make your salat 5 times a day. Continue to turn back to your Creator, worshiping none but Him, reading the Quran, doing good to yourself, to your family, and to others. And when we look at many of the trials and tests that the prophets, peace be upon them, they endured, nothing that we will ever go through could be even close or similar to what they went through. As Ibrahim, alayhi salam, Abraham, our father Abraham, he was thrown into the fire. He was thrown into the fire, but Allah made it cool for him. We, Allah said, O fire, be you coolness and safety for him. So one will think, wow, being in the fire, that's hot. But Allah made it cool for him. So Allah will make your situation cool. Just don't lose it. Don't lose it. Be cool. Allah will make it cool. Allah is testing you. And when you're happy with your Lord in any calamity, you praise Him, you beseech Him. What you're going through, someone else might say, like, wow, how can you endure? You say, you know what? The help of Allah is always near. The help of Allah is always near. It's near. And when they see you happy and content with the situation, they say, I want some of that. I want some of that happiness and peace. I got drama, and don't think that anyone is going or not going through drama in their life. From the womb to the tomb, and there's just drama in between. The person with the most money, that individual with the most cars and houses and mansions, they got more dilemmas and problems than you. Trust me. Trust me. That person who's a king, and all he's worried about somebody taking his seat. And that is what is taking his mind and having him go into despair. And he's got so much drama and stress. But look at you. Look at you. You have Allah on your mind. You have the Creator who is there with you. And you truly believe, because you are letting your belief be manifest in your actions. The Prophet, peace be upon him, last and final message sent to mankind, he said, be mindful of Allah. Be mindful of the Creator Allah. You will find him before you. Get to know Allah in prosperity, and he will know you in adversity. And know that victory comes with patience. Look at this. Victory comes with patience. Relief with affliction, and ease with hardship. This is an authentic hadith, Tirmidhi. Ponder over these gems of wisdom. Accept life as it is. If you read the Quran, you will see that all the prophets went through trials and tribulations. Life is a test. It's a test, brothers and sisters. So let us learn from the best examples of the prophets. Allah is saying in the Quran, chapter 2:214, or think you that you will enter paradise without such trials as came to those who passed away before you? They were afflicted with severe poverty, ailments, and were shaken. This is the nature of this life. It's a test. You're being tested. And to go from one level to the next, it's a harder test. But the prize is Jannah. The prize is paradise. And the test will be easy. The test will seem easy. If you seek Allah's help, He'll make it easy. He'll make it easy. We should know that if we are pleased with Allah, with our Lord, He will be pleased with us. It's a fact. And if you are pleased with your Lord, no matter what the situation is, then you will find that you have earned your Lord's pleasure. On the other hand, check this out. There are hypocrites whom Allah rejects their deeds. They are displeased with Allah. They're displeased with what Allah sends down, and they hate seeking His pleasure. Thus, their deeds are performed in vain. May Allah protect us from being those hypocrites, those people who, when calamity strike, that we start breaking down and we start going out of our mind. And may Allah help us to be patient through prayer and His remembrance, and knowing that with every hardship comes ease. Your recompense, the reward, is with Allah. When Allah, the Exalted, takes something away from you, He compensates it with something better, but only if you are patient and seek His reward. The Prophet, peace be upon him, last and final messenger sent to mankind, who was a messenger just like Jesus, Moses, Abraham, they all called to the oneness of the one Creator. He said, whoever loses a loved one from the people of this world and then seeks recompense with his Lord will be compensated with paradise. That's right, paradise. A person will be shown paradise, and then that person will be asked, did you see any hardships? When they see all the beautiful delights in store for them in paradise, they say no. They'll quickly forget. So don't be sad, as we started. Don't be sad. Now moving along, knowing that those who are in this world and are close to the Creator Allah will be raised in the highest of Jannah, the highest levels of Jannah, paradise. And as Allah says in the Quran, chapter 13, verse 24, Allah is saying that they'll be greeted, check this out, with the greetings of peace as they enter. Peace be upon you, because you persevered in patience. Excellent indeed is the final home. The final home is Jannah. You'll be greeted with peace when you enter Jannah, paradise. Because what? Again, Allah is taking it back to patience. Allah again is taking it back to patience. If we just had a little more patience. When something hit you, and now you just snapped, and now you just went out of your mind, and you are full of even more regret, and then you look back and you say, if I just had an ounce, if I just had another spoonful of patience, don't let it come to that. Have patience before you lose your mind. Don't lose your mind. Know that there is a great reward for you being patient. Allah is with the patient. The Creator is with the patient. And there's nothing worth you earning the displeasure of Allah. And the way you earn His pleasure is through being obedient to Him, turning to Him, and being patient. Knowing that when we turn to our Creator, when we remember Allah, as Allah says in the Quran, chapter 13, verse 28, Allah says, this is Allah, the Creator, the same God of Jesus, the same God of Moses, Noah, Abraham, that God is saying, verily, in the remembrance of Allah do hearts find rest. Verily, in the remembrance of God, the Creator Allah, do hearts find rest. You don't have to take the Xanax. You don't have to turn to the drugs. You don't have to turn to any of the chemicals. All you have to do is turn to Allah. Is that easy? Turn to Allah and remember Him, and your heart will find rest. Allah is saying in the Quran, chapter 2, verse 152, therefore, remember me and I will remember you. Isn't that beautiful? Allah is telling you, it's real simple. Remember Allah and Allah will remember you. Are you remembering Allah? Continue to make sure that all your actions are according to His will. Get away from all the things that might be displeasing Allah, the sins, the things that aren't beneficial to your development, to be a better Muslim, to be a better submitter to one, to the one who created you. Make sure you're leaving off the sins. Make sure you're staying away from everything that is harmful to your spiritual development, and turn to Allah and turn to your Creator. Loving Allah, knowing Him, remembering Him, seeking peace in Him, singling Him out for complete love, fear, hope, and dependence only on Allah. These qualities, when combined in a person, constitute a sort of heaven on earth. These are qualities that bring peace to those who love Allah, who love their Creator, a sort of peace that has no comparison in this world. It is important that a special relationship exists in the heart between the slave and his Lord. You're the slave. You ain't the Lord. Remember that. You have one that's created you. This relationship with the one who created you will, and that allows the slave to feel so close to his Lord that he requires no other. When you have this connection with Allah, you feel like you don't need nobody else. It's special. Thus, he finds company when he is alone, and he tastes the sweetness of remembering Him, Allah, and supplicating to Him, Allah. Allah's slave will continually face hardship and difficulty until he dies or she dies. But if he has a special relationship with his Lord, Allah, all the hardships of life, check this out, all the hardships of life will become easy for him or her. It will become easy. It will become easy. So you know you'll be tested. But Allah will make it easy. You just got to be connected with the one who created you. You got to be connected 24/7. There's no breaks. There's no breaks from the one who created you. The prayer. The prayer. The Quran. Allah is saying in it, in chapter 2, 153, O you who believe, seek help and patience in prayer. By earnestly performing the 5 daily prayers, not 1, 2, 3, or 4, but 5, we achieve the greatest of blessings. Cleared of our sins and increase in our rank with our Lord, prayer is a potent reminder for our sickness, for it instills our faith in our Lord. It instills faith in our souls. As for those that keep away from the masjid, from the houses of Allah, and away from the prayer, for them is unhappiness. You can see wretchedness and an embittered life. You rarely see the person who's turning to his Lord, turning to the one God, the Creator, who's patient, who's praying, giving in charity. You don't see that person falling into despair. But the person that's away from the masjid, who's away from prayer, you'll see some of these people living the worst, wretched lives. Unhappy, unstable. But they all they had to do was a simple thing. And they didn't do it. They didn't remember Allah. So they forgot their very selves. Don't be a person who forgot his very self. Never forget Allah. Never forget Allah. Now we're almost coming to an end for this week's Deen Show radio show. So as we end this, take a moment to reflect. Really take a moment to reflect. Get away from everyone and everybody and all the TV and music, all these things that don't help you develop yourself. They confuse you and they bring your desires to a heat and they put you in a state of sin, watching things that the eyes shouldn't see, promiscuity, boys and girls mingling. Mingle with the opposite gender, but in marriage. Not dating, test driving, no. So those, look, who are mindful of Allah, Allah helps them. Now the person whose mind is wrapped up in grief, let's reflect. Those whose eyes are loaded with tears, I want you to relax and know that your Creator aids and that His mercy will bring you peace. And know that your reward is secure with Him. Your reward is secure with He who doesn't disappoint the one who seeks to please Him. Are you seeking to please Allah? Because Allah won't disappoint you. Be at peace, for after poverty comes joyous meeting, and after sleepiness comes sound rest. O you who are oppressed in the lands, who suffer from hunger, pain, sickness, and poverty, rejoice in the knowledge that you will soon be satisfied with food and that you will be happy and in good health. This is the promise from Allah. This is the promise from the one who created this whole universe and everything in it. Let us make these supplications. Let us make these supplications. Their purpose being to eliminate hardship, anxiety, and grief. There is none worthy of worship except Allah, the Creator of the heavens and earth, the ever-forbearing, the most great. There is none worthy of worship except Allah, the Lord of the tremendous throne. There is none worthy of worship. There is none worthy of worship but the one who sustains and protects all that exists. That is Allah. There is none worthy of worship except you, Allah. And by your mercy do we seek your aid. And as Allah has said, be patient. So be patient with a good patience. Now I want to go ahead and just share one more with you. Allah is saying, verily, along with every hardship is relief. Verily, along with hardship is relief. So when you have finished your occupation, devote yourself for Allah's worship. And to your Lord alone, turn all your intentions and hopes. So the formula, the antidote for the sicknesses that we have, for the depression, for the anxiety, is in this way of life, the way of life of all the messengers. We just have to follow it to the best of our ability. Stay away from the sins. Stay away from evil. Stay away from people who aren't helping you to increase in your iman, in your faith. People who are bringing you down because they're down. Many people are miserable. People don't know the purpose of life. They don't know their Lord. They don't know why they've been created. They're unhappy. Can those people really make you happy? Be nice with everyone. Be good with everyone. But when you see somebody trying to take you in an environment that's not conducive to the development of your good side, you want to bring out all the good potential that you have. You need to think good thoughts of Allah. You need to act good. You need to be good. So you need to be around good people. Get good advice from the Quran, the verbatim word of God, and the sunnah of the last and final messenger sent to mankind, the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. And know that there's something great waiting for you, Jannah, paradise. As we said earlier, the prophets were tested and Allah loved them the most. So when Allah loves somebody, He tests them. So you're being tested. We're all being tested. Let's pass the test. That's why we made this episode of the radio show, to give you some encouragement and advice and glad tidings of Jannah for your patience, which, as Allah has said, those who are patient will be without account on that day. They'll be rewarded in abundance. You just can't imagine. So set your eye to the prize, Jannah, and know that with every hardship comes ease. And this is the qadr of Allah. Be in acceptance and make the best out of your situation. Continue to do good. Continue to be good and never fall into despair. Always have trust in your Creator Allah. And that's it for this episode of the Dean Show Radio Show. Continue to tune in every week. THEDEENshow.com, thedeanshow.com for TV show times. And we also have the radio show that you can bump in your ride. You can put it on CD, share it with your friends, put it on your podcast, on your blog. Go ahead and share it with the world and get the reward. And remember, we're here every week, same time, same channel. We'll see you next time, God willing, inshallah. Until then, peace be unto you.
And then he created the heavens and the earth, and every living thing inside his universe. Nothing that he created can compare to him. He gave birth to none, none gave birth to him. Allah depends on none, while all depend on him. We all depend on him. All glory to Allah, subhanallah. Glory to Allah, all praises to Allah, alhamdulillah. Praises to Allah, all glory to Allah, subhanallah.